Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 25th of March. There are warnings of gales in all areas. The general synopsis at 1800. New low moving steadily northeast across North Sea, except expected central Sweden 972 by 1800 Wednesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, west 4 to 6, veering northwest 7 to severe gale 9. Rain or winter showers, good, occasionally poor. North Atsera, South Atsera, variable 2 to 4, becoming northwesterly 6 to gale 8. Rain or winter showers, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th Tyne, northwest 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Rain, then squally winter showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, cyclonic, becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in German Bight, and 5 at first in Fisher. Rain, then squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, southwest veering west 6 to gale 8, then northwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, squally rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, west veering northwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, squally rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in north and 3 or 4 at first in south, occasional rain, moderate or good. Trafalgar, South Fitzroy, cyclonic mainly northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in southeast Trafalgar and later in South Fitzroy, mainly fair, moderate or good. North Fitzroy, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 3 to 5 later, occasional rain. Good, occasionally moderate. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, except in Irish Sea, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, then squally showers. Good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, northwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later, squally winter showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later, becoming variable 3 or less later in Bailey, squally winter showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, cyclonic, mainly north or northwest 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in the northwest of southeast Iceland. Squally winter showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest 5, 9 miles, 997, rising. Stornoway, northwest by west 4, 15 miles, 993, rising slowly. Lerwick, west by north 6, 16 miles, 983, now rising. Wick Automatic, west by north 5, recent precipitation, 13 miles, 989, rising slowly. Aberdeen, northwest by west 5, 22 miles, 990, now falling. Lucas, west by south 3, 30 miles, 992, rising slowly. Boomer, northwest by west 4, more than 38 miles, 992, rising. Birdlington, west by south 5, 991, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 8, 2 miles, 1002. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 7, 2 miles, 1006. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, west by south 6, 1006, now rising. Jersey, west by north 6, heavy rain, 4 miles, 1012, now rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, 1010. Silly automatic, west northwest 7, rain, 6 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Milford Haven, west northwest 5, slight rain, 12 miles, 1006, rising slowly. Aberporth, west 7, 12 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Valley, west by north 6, 12 miles, 1001, rising. Liverpool Crosby, west 8, rain, 2 miles, 998, rising more slowly. Valentia, west northwest 6, recent rain, 5 miles, 1014, rising quickly. Ronaldsway, west 5, recent rain, 24 miles, 999, rising. Malinhead, northwest 6, 6 miles, 1000, rising. Macrihanish automatic, northwest 5, recent precipitation, 11 miles, 998, rising. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 24th of March. General situation: a strong, cold, blustery and showery northwesterly flow will prevail through Wednesday. Gale force winds will affect many areas at first, but winds will decrease later as a transient ridge of high pressure builds into Wednesday night. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Moray Firth and gale 8 in northeast. Squally showers turning wintry, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, westerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in south and gale 8 in northeast. Squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west 5 to 7, veering northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Rain, wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly, veering westerly 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later. Squally rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Squally rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. West or southwest, veering northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West veering northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first near Isles of Scilly, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in west, decreasing 5 at times later. Squally rain, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. West or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Squally showers. Good, occasionally poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Squally showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, northwest 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8, decreasing north or northwest 5 or 6 later. Showers, perhaps wintry, fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, veering north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Squally, wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time, veering north or northwest 3 to 5, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Molofkintar to Ardnamurchan Point, northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north or northwest 3 to 5 later, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later, mainly in south, decreasing 4 later in south, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, northwest 7 or gale 8, occasionally 6 at first, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. In a moment, as usual, we'll be joining our colleagues over at the BBC World Service. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
BBC World Service, it's 1 o'clock GMT. This is Oliver Conway with the newsroom. President Trump has spoken positively about negotiations with Iran, but he's reportedly sending paratroopers to the region. So is he planning to escalate?
He believes that taking over Iranian territory would force the Iranians to open up the Strait of Hormuz. This is an absolute catastrophe for the region, and it might come to haunt the US and Israel.
A trial in America has found Meta guilty of misleading users over child safety.
Make no mistake, this finding by this jury in New Mexico is historic. It's the first time that a state has managed to hold a tech company to account for endangering children.
And
there was a real sense of joy across the team. Moments like this are so incredibly unique, and they give everyone a big morale boost. And they just remind us why this work matters.
Joy as twin gorillas are born in the Congo. First, our top stories.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. President Trump has insisted that his administration was talking to the right people in Iran and that they badly wanted a deal to end the four-week conflict. Tehran has denied any talks have taken place. Here's Bernd de Boosman in Washington.
For the first time, he revealed kind of some of the members of his inner circle that are participating in those negotiations, as well as himself. What he didn't reveal was who he would be speaking to on the Iranian side. And he also said that Iran had given a present worth a lot of money, which he said was related to the Strait of Hormuz, but he didn't offer any further details. That, of course, came as Iran's mission to the UN said that non-hostile vessels would be allowed to transit through the strait. But that still suggests that Iran sees itself as having control over the strait and that any warring parties wouldn't be party to any sort of exemption.
The International Atomic Energy Agency says it's been informed by